Jasmine.
Oh. Hello? Is everybody ready to light?
I'm ready for lighting the light.
I believe there's somebody else on as well, but they may be muted.
Oh, probably.
I'm ready with this marker.
Hugs and math, Marker. So, let's wait another half a minute. We'll start. Opens up, scroll down to where it says Hanukkah. and then find the 27th day of the month of Kislev. Hod al Nukva of the month of Tiferet of Zeranpin. This is a teaching of the Rosh Hashanah, and as we said last night, if you think you understand, you don't. Enabling the ability to receive. Today is the 27th day of Kislev, the third night of Hanukkah. 27 is spelled Kaf Zion and is the gematria of the word Zach, spelled Zion Kaf. Zach means pure. Zion Zach, pure oil. Pure olive oil, Shemen Zion Zach, was used on a daily basis for the menorah, tended by the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and for the anointment of the holy vessels that were used in the Avodah, the service of Hashem. In the Mishkan, it was used as well to anoint the Kohanim, the priests, as Hashem said to Moshe, "You shall anoint them, inaugurate them, and sanctify them, and they shall serve me." This was the main part of the Hanukkah menorah miracle. That one pack, one flask of pure olive oil was found untouched by the Syrian Greeks, and that it lasted for 8 nights until new oil could be obtained. I am adding, this is what we teach our children, but what do we learn as adults? This is an unwritten commentary. Today I had an experience where I was attending a Hanukkah party, and one of the gifts was a bottle of pure virgin olive oil. And the discussion at the table was, what is pure oil? What is virgin oil? And I had studied this before, so I interjected, and I'm teaching you. Pure olive oil is the first 6 drops of the olive when pressed. The first six drops of oil that comes out of the olive is considered pure. The next 14 drops, or a total of 20 drops, is considered virgin olive oil. And as you press and continue to press each olive, you are squeezing out the oil from the fruit. But anything over the 20 drops is just normal, everyday olive oil. But there is a special quality to these two levels of pure olive oil and virgin olive oil. The property of oil that relates to Jewish people's characteristics. Rabbi Ginsburg notes that Zach, the number 27, protects us from assimilating. Shemen, or oil, rises to the top and coats the surface area. When the Jewish people delved into the secrets of Torah, which is oil, which is wisdom, they produce coatings or garments. Zayat, olive fruit and tree, does not shed leaves. Eternity of the Jewish people. Zach, the pure oil, does not mix with other substances. as we know, it doesn't mix with water, but it also doesn't mix with other liquids. The Jewish people will not totally assimilate. The Ben Ish Chai notes other correlations for the number 27. The holy name Ohaza Bizantiyav, I will take hold of its branches. Ohaza Aleph Vav Hey Zion Hey has a gematria of 27. The holy name Hata, which is hinted at in the final letters of Erevra, Na Bar Secha Lo, let me now pass through your line. Lamb also totals 27. The letters of the filling of the name Eshie, which are 27. The holy name from the 72 names, which is Yud Yud Vav, totals 27. The 27 letters of the Torah, with the five letters of Man Sepath, the five final letters, there are 27 total letters. In Bonaduke's contemplation after the lighting of the lamps. So let's take a moment to light the lamp, if you have not already done so. What could there be after the 26th, really? After all, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. So he is, was, and will be. But ye who stood at Sinai and heard him speak the letter Aleph of Anochi in the Esther Dibrot, the 10 statements of the Torah, very quickly stumbled with the sin of the calf, with the spies, the mutiny of Korach, and many others. This means that the work is never complete. We have had a taste of 26. What lingers from it? Today we move to purify, for number 27 is spelled Kaf Zion, and reversed, it's Zach, meaning to purify. Zacha frankincense of the incense offering mentioned in the Torah. This purity is the third step of the Baraita of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. After alacrity and cleanliness, and thus is the place of the Sefirat Hod. Hod, according to Rabbi Ginsburg, is the place of healing. A hint noted that in some traditions, the standing prayer for healing has 27 words. Hod is found on the left column of the Sefirot, showing the influence of Geburah. We see another 27 in that the five final form Hebrew letters gives us 27, the 22 Hebrew letters plus 5. These final form letters stand for judgment, where they cut and finalize the flow of every word. Perhaps these five final letters, whose numerical value is 280, representing the par, the passive judgments, allude to the purification of judgment, the para, the aduma, the para aduma, the red heifer. It comes when one does the self-work necessary after the opening of the eyes of day 26. Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says, alacrity leads to cleanliness. That frees one of the negative qualities and sin, and cleanliness leads to purity. That of mind and heart, and purity leads to abstention from secular indulgence, and abstention leads to holiness that hallows the life as noted by the sages. Sanctify yourself through that which is permitted to you, even within the bounds of the permissible, and holiness leads to humility. He who scorns material satisfaction reaches a state of humility, and humility leads to fear of sin, the fear of the evil deed as much as such rather than its punishment. And fear of sin leads to saintliness when acting beyond the strict requirements of the law. Others associate this with actions performed for the sake of heaven. And saintliness leads to divine inspiration, so that the divine presence will rest upon him. And divine inspiration leads to the resurrection of the dead, as it is said, and I will place my spirit in you, and you shall live. By imbuing them with the divine inspiration, they will gain the life everlasting, and the resurrection of the dead will be effected by Elijah of blessed memory.
Amen.
Amen. As it is written, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the arrival of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Intvodidut, meditation. Today's meditation is all about purifying oneself in the light of the three candles that are in front of us. As we know, healing is all about an harmony or tiferet, which relates to three, hinting to balance on the right, on the left, and on the middle. Gaze at the three candles. Imagine that the candle on the right stands for purifying light, streaming down the right side of your body. Imagine that the candle on the left stands for purifying light, streaming down the left side of your body. Imagine that the center candle in the middle stands for purifying light, streaming down the center. Now it is time to imbue ourselves with the energy of the 22 Hebrew letters and their final five forms. The 27 of Zach of purity and I am adding. 27 divides equally into three, representing the three candles for tonight. For the purifying light that flows down your right side, chant softly to yourself and the following nine Hebrew letters with their natural sounds. Abegida he wazahete. And for the purifying light that flows down your left side, chant softly to yourself the following nine Hebrew letters with their natural sound. Yokalamenu sa'afetza. For the purifying light that flows down your center, chant softly to yourself the following nine Hebrew letters with their natural sounds. Koreshita Menuta Pecha. Now dwell in the last two letters, the Pe and the Kaf, so feet. Pach. This spells the word Pach, or flask. And contemplate that you are now the Pach Echad, the one flask of oil that was lying there, and the seal of the Kohen Gadol. You are now the source of Hanukkah. You are the source of the Hanukkah miracle. Having purified yourself, imagine that what miracles you desire in your life and plan how you will bring them into fruition. Upanu Hashem v'narav Oshianu v'nu v'asha Ki tehilat nu ata v'ha'ala v'fo'a Shalomah, lekom achotanu, ki amelech rofe, ne'aman v'rachaman, ata, baruch ata Hashem, rofe choli amo Yisrael. Here is a non-Kabbalist spiritual teaching on the number 27. The Talmud reports that the reason for adding a candle to the menorah every night of Hanukkah is that one may raise up within holiness, but one may not lower within holiness. This principle usually governs an action that may or may not be taken with regard to vessels, with materials and foodstuffs that are dedicated to the temple. In one example, a priest's worn clothes may be used for wicks in the temple candelabra, but not for more mundane purposes. How might we understand this in relation to our more modest candelabras? We are moved to the deeper meaning of the candlelight, just as with each added candle there is more light. We must constantly add to the quantity of holiness in this world. How does one expand holiness in the world? The Torah commands, "You shall be holy, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy." This general statement is followed by a list of specific actions, including this: "You shall do no iniquity, injustice. You shall judge. You shall not favor the wretched, and you shall not defer to the rich. In righteousness you shall judge your fellow. You shall not stand over the blood of your fellow. I am Hashem." The blood of our fellow citizens, black and brown, is spilled in our streets by those who are part of the justice system. We may not stand by silently. Not anymore. We are doing pretty well with not favoring the wretched, but we can do way better with not deferring to the rich. We must get back to righteousness. We must get back to justice. The candles burn.
Oh.
Tonight's class is a Zohar class. It's from Parashat Miketz. The handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 1, the right-hand column. When you open up that landing page to you have a list of the 54 parashas. Scroll down to Parashah Miketz. When that page opens up, open up section 3. And I will start with the Lashem Yehud before I start reading Pasuk 27. L'shem Yehud Kutshabarichu Ishkin Tevdikilu Urshimu Udhilu Udhilu Urshimu L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Bavarche B'yichuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino amadunai Elohinu alena maasei adenu kanenei alena maasei adenu kanenehu. Vayehi baboker vatifahem rucho v'yisha vayikra et kol har tume mitzrayim Let Kohamecha Wedomer. I hope you enjoyed that. Vatifa em rocho, my vatipa em, Rebbe Yosei Amar, Hauchmuha, the parochati vatipam. Ubin Bukadetzer Ketivatit Pam Bauch Muha Gehafe Paro Ketivatit Paem Beginda Dahawa Yada Hema Ukeshra Lahawa yada Aval Nebuchadnezzar Chamach Elma V'chama Pishra V'idna Seikola Mineya.
I don't know, try it.
The translation, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, The Hebrew word is vatipa'em. He asked, what does vatipa'em mean? Rabbi Yossi said, it has already been explained. Of Pharaoh it is written vatipa'em, and of Nebuchadnezzar it is written, his spirit was troubled. The Hebrew is vatipa'em. Pharaoh is described as vatipa'em because he comprehended the dream, but not its interpretation. Nebuchadnezzar, on the other hand, saw the dream and its interpretation, but forgot everything. It is therefore written vatipa'em, with an extra tet. My commentary. Vatipa'em, or vatipa'em, signifies something that you have seen in a dream, but not remembered. And therefore you concentrate on trying to remember what has been forgotten. If this happens to you, ask a dream question to be shown the information another time. Brucho chidal pamodahawa ateruha viazel viate viazel telawa mit yashva imeya adain kidkayot V'yal dakiti v'tachel ruach Hashem l'pamo dikden hawa sheruta Ofaka ruchaya itar beya Aviyazel v'itar v'lahawa mit yashva Imeya Vamindan Vuka Netze Vatit Paim Rucho Veita Ruta Awavitar Alchatirim Viaslim Vatavin Vidahu Kada Tefam, tefam, fam vabehai, ufam vabehai, vila mit yashva, dea teya viruheya. The translation. But come and see. And his spirit was troubled. The Hebrew word is vatipa'en, without this extra tet. Corresponds to, and the spirit of Hashem began to move him. The Hebrew is lefa'amo. For the spirit would appear and disappear, come and go, yet not settle upon him properly. It is therefore written, and the spirit of Hashem began to move him. When the spirit just began to inspire him. Here also the spirit would appear and leave, then appear again, but would not settle upon him so that he could understand. Of Nebuchadnezzar it is written, and his spirit was troubled. The Hebrew is batit bahem, with the extra tet, for the inspiration. The spirit was twice as strong because he understood neither the dream nor its interpretation. The spirits would come and go, as it is written, and as on previous occasions. The Hebrew is kefa'am, befa'am, literally as time to time. Now upon this and now upon that, but his mind was not settled. My commentary. Please realize an amazing truth. Even forgetting something has a purpose, to motivate you to change yourself so that you will merit being able to remember that thing. Pasuk 29. Vayishlach vayikra et kol hartumei Mitzrayim ve'ilen cherashim ve'et kol hakamaya hakamecha ilen hakimin betaira v'kulhu hawo mastaklan v'min da v'lo yakilu The translation. This verse, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, refers to the sorcerers, and all her wise men refers to the astrologers. They all tried to understand, but could not. My commentary. This pasuk is a reminder to us that wisdom does not come from men. All intellectual development of science and human knowledge needs an impetus of wisdom from the Creator. Remember, even the revelation of the periodic chart in chemistry and science came through a dream. Pasuk 30. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Ach al gavit mar, Tilach ziyan, Leyal varnash ele, Behahu darga, Dileya shanelim lachim, Beach ziyan, Lon milin, Ilaim num shanyam mi b'nei nasha acharanim kemad malka dargeha a'ila al kol she'ar acharanim akena me achazi Leia bedarga ila al kosher acharanim kada et asher ha'elohim O sehere et paro aval ishar b'nei nasha lagaleilon Good Shabrihu, Madihu, Ave Parlim Bie, Ole Haside, Ole Hakime, Dara Veha Ukmuha. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said, although we have learned that a man is shown only what is appropriate to his grade, this is not true for kings. They are shown supernal things that are different from those that other people are shown. Because a king is of a superior grade than other men, that which he is shown is of a higher grade than the rest. As it is written, what the Elohim are about to do, he has declared to Pharaoh. But to other men, the Holy One, blessed be He, does not reveal His words. He reveals them only to the prophets, the pious, and the wise men of the ages, as has already been explained. My commentary. Kings, and in our generation, presidents and prime ministers, are shown what will happen to their respective countries. Only if that country has the merit will they remember what they were shown. Remember, kings and in our generation, presidents and prime ministers no longer have free will. Pasuk 31. Tachat zeketi voti chayeshi val gani beoto chtala mikan dechelma azel batar pishira at hashi val kami mam Ela da Yosef Yoto Tala Behahu Bishra Dika Pasha Lea Uti Vayehi Kashe Pata Lanu Kenaya. The translation. Come and see. It is written, me he restored to my office, and him he hanged. From this we understand that a dream follows its interpretation. Who is referred to in the phrase, me he restored to my office? It is Joseph. And Joseph hanged him because of his interpretation of the dream. And so it is written, and it came to pass as he interpreted to us. So it was. My commentary. Please remember that a dream follows all the interpretations. Only ask help to understand a dream from someone who loves you. Only ask one or at most a few people, because the dream shall follow each interpretation independently. So the dream interpretations will come true in their own time. That's the end of our section. Does anyone have any questions? We're now going to connect to the Ani Hashem. We're going to connect to the Havaya Ani Tzerufim, the meditation we've done the last couple of days. But we're only going to do page one. And we start at the bottom of the page. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom on the Unique Astrological Times link under the section Miracles. And this is a partial meditation. At the bottom of page one, we start with Malchut and draw the line up to Keter. But always remember, Keter is the beginning, but the beginning is always in the end. And the end is always in the beginning. Yo aheni wa yo hei, you ahu ni wu yo hu, you ahu ni wu yo hu, yi ahi ni wi yo hi, yo an ni vyo. Yeah, I we yo he. Yeah, I ne we yo he. Yeah, ni wa yo he. Yeah, ni wa yo he. Chag Sameach to everyone. Shalom to all. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful holiday. Our next class will be at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. But we will not be doing our class. Our next class is Motzi Shabbat. Our next class is Motzi Shabbat at 6 p.m., where we will do Havdalah, followed by a candle lighting, followed by a Zohar for the Parasha of Vayigash. Shabbat Shalom.
Have a question. Hanok.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
Are we lighting candles tomorrow?
I'm lighting candles, but I won't be on the phone to do it.
Okay, so we need to do it before Shabbat, before we do the
yes.
candles of Shabbat.
That's correct. You first
Anytime
light the Hanukkah candles.
Anytime running before?
Your candle lighting time is about 4:30, I believe. So you can start lighting around 3:30 for Hanukkah, and then you light the Shabbat candles. And then we'll do Havdalah Saturday evening.
Okay.
Is that clear? Shabbat Shalom. Chag
Sameach.
Chag Sameach.